I guess if we can start from the very beginning. What first inspired you to try and write a novel? What first got you interested in writing?
Mainly because I came from a rather poor background in Belfast as a child, a very working class background. The one thing which was good about it was the free library system, kind of up the road. You could actually go along even when you were, you kind of only 7, 8, 9, and you were entitled to borrow 3 books a week. And luckily I happened to have a very early ability to read quite fluently, and so I read all the time because there wasn't much else to do. And that love of reading led to me thinking in my head that I could think of stories as well. So through my teens and so on, I started trying to write stories, short stories and things like that, and that was the beginning.
And when did you realise, hang on a minute, I'm good at this and I'm good enough that I can be successful at this?
When I got my first book published, I was already 29. And through changes in my life, I'd actually become a school teacher. To hear that I'd actually got a book published, and it was for £75, you must remember we're going back to 1959, 1960. Was awesome, really, that simply because you were in print, not because you're making money. As that was accepted to be published, I'd already done another one, and naturally the people took it as well, and I think they gave me £100 for that one. But there was no feeling in my mind that I was going to enjoy the success I earned later in life. Really, there wasn't. You must remember that for most writers, the idea of getting in print really takes a lot of doing, you know. Any idea of anything more than that simply wasn't on the agenda.
If you do have an idea for a book or just a story, how do you start taking that idea from being in your mind and putting it down on paper?
Well, can I give you the most obvious famous example for me? Through all the years and through bit by bit coming up with various good ideas, if you take what most people would consider my most famous work, The Eagle Has Landed, you would say, well, okay, what was that book about? And everybody in the sales department, all that, used to say it was the most brilliant thing on offer from a selling the idea to people point of view, because it was so simple. Oh, Winston Churchill spending a long weekend in 1943 at a Norfolk country house, and German paratroopers drop in to try and kidnap him. And that's it. That's the book. So if you're going to booksellers and saying, hey, will you take some copies, immediately you've sold it to them. But what I would say to would-be writers is that what that is the idea, what Alfred Hitchcock used to call the MacGuffin in one of his movies, where you just need an idea for a film story, and it may be incredibly simple to say it, and what then happens is the way it develops. And of course, when The Eagle Has Landed developed, I'd no idea when I started that it would develop into all those characters and everything else which made the book famous. So it's this central idea that what you need is an idea, which is most important.
I'm sure you, as most writers, have suffered from in the past, writer's block, when you're developing a story, writing along, and then all of a sudden just nothing, the inspiration goes, you don't know where you're going next. What do you do to try and overcome that?
Well, the interesting thing about that is you tend to find that if to go back to what I said to you before, if you have an idea that this book is about so-and-so, it's rather like real life. It will develop in your head. It really will. And suddenly you'll find that characters creep in who you didn't really know about, and so on. I always remember, a very good tip, this, that many years ago I'd been writing books, and I'd done all right, but I hadn't done brilliantly. There was no idea I was going to be a best-selling author or anything like that. I was a university lecturer at the time, and I was walking around town, and I bumped into one of my old English teachers from when I was a boy. And we sat down in the precinct, and he said, "How are you getting on?" and everything else. And I said, "Oh, well, I'm thinking of giving it up, because I've got to think about my career and so on." And he said, "Well, I've read some of your books, these thrillers you've written." And he said, "I've read them because I used to teach you, not because I particularly like thrillers." And he said, "The only thing I find wrong with most thriller writers is that they concoct a script. The story is a script, whereas," he said, "in real life, the story is people acting out a script, if you think about it. Their script is the reality of what's happening in their life." And he said, "I feel that that's what's been lacking in your work, that you should let it unroll as if it is real life, and then unexpected things will happen," and so on. And I went away and thought about that, and I thought, well, it seems terribly simple. And I wrote a new book which had the idea of a central theme that you could give in one sentence. And I didn't know who the characters would be. I didn't know what effect people coming into the story would have. And I just let it hang out as if it was real life, really. And it was very interesting that the book was so different that everybody said to me, connected with me, agents, publishers, and so on, "Oh, this is a clear advance on what you've been doing, and we'd like to use new name. We want to, as it were, start again in the publishing field." And in fact, the book was very successful. It put me onto a new path forward, and which, as I've said to you before, the idea what the book should be about is the important thing. And you can say that to yourself in two or three sentences. Then the rest of it is a question of development of real people, just like real life. Let's say you went to your local bank to take a thriller idea, and two gunmen in hoods appeared with sawn-off shotguns, and you're up in a bank of red houses, and there's a mixture of people in the queue and everything else. And these men are obviously being threatening, and one of them fires the gun up in the ceiling, etc. Now, the funny thing is, the person who might get so outraged might be some 75-year-old Jersey lady with a handbag who says, "You ought to be bloody well ashamed of yourself," and throws her handbag across the guy's face. Whereas normally a lot of thriller writers would make it that immediately everybody cowers and goes down and gives in. But you see, life's not like that. No. Different human beings will react in different ways. For instance, the chap who looks like he's a foreman on the building site might be the one who says, all right, and starts cowering, etc. Now, the minute you look at it from that point of view, your story changes, because you suddenly realize it's important. Well, who is this old lady? Why did she do that? What's her story, personal story? And it's very important to come to terms with that.